You know, when we look back over those few, nearly 2 years now, how good God's been, hasn't he? Yeah, there's been little skirmishes and there's been little bits of COVID kicking about, but nothing very significant. You know, the Lord has protected us. The Lord has looked after us. And we must give him the praise and glory for that. You know, don't be complacent. You know, we committed that we would look at that psalm, we would get it into our very being, you know, and if we were worried, go back and read it. If we saw this, go back and read it. You know, just get into that psalm. Still stays the same, you know, still do it, because it's a fantastic promise. But when we see the results of those promises, we must give him the glory, we must give him thanks, yeah? And that's where we've got to be. You know, from the oldest to the youngest, we all need reminders, don't we? We're all susceptible. With those pressures from our society, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, you've got to follow these rules, and we think this. And all the time, COVID keeps changing. I heard the other day on the news that in Israel, there's been a hybrid almost of flu and COVID. I don't know if you heard that. So whether that's the next thing that's coming along, who knows, you know? But the Lord knows, and we must trust in him. On Wednesday, we were reminded, weren't we, that of Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So how do we really start to get into this? How do we trust him? Because it's the Lord that directs our path. You know, he directs our steps. That's what the Proverbs tell us. We might make our own plans, but it's the Lord that directs them. So Psalm 91 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Is that true? I hope so. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. We don't need to fear, do we? But what's the qualification right at the beginning? You know, we need to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We need to stay there. We need to abide there. That's the qualification that the psalmist lays out, that the Lord lays out if we want to know his protection. We've got to dwell there. We've got to abide. And he emphasizes it, you know, in the next line, doesn't he? That actually, if you dwell in that secret place of the Most High, you can abide, you can stay under the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah? Shadow is cast when there's something in between. You know, you've got to be there, haven't you? Under the shadow. If we step out, we've got to step back in. If we're not under the shadow, get back under the shadow of the Almighty. Make sure we stay there. It's we that need to move ourselves. And then, my God, in him I will trust. We can absolutely trust, because he is our refuge and our fortress. Have you ever thought what, if the Lord was building a fortress, what it would be like? I would wager that it's going to be pretty impenetrable. In fact, I would say totally impenetrable. There would be nothing that would be able to penetrate the fortress of the Lord. And that is our refuge. That's where we can stay completely safe. But that's where we need the reminders, isn't it? Because sometimes we can get a little bit complacent. Sometimes we can wander around within the safety of the Lord's fortress and we make ourselves a little bit vulnerable because the pressures of the news, the pressures of society start saying, you should do this, you should do that. Surely you should be doing that. You know, and then, and if we just say, oh, it doesn't matter, I trust in the Lord. Well, actually, that wouldn't be a very good way to witness, but actually it can seem a little bit complacent and a little bit, you know. But we need to make sure that we abide. You know, there are some times where we just need to, hang on a minute, who am I trusting, the Lord or mankind? Where am I? Jeremiah says, and actually I quoted, I'd looked through my notes and I'd actually quoted this last year at the beginning of the year. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. This is Jeremiah's take on the same thing, really. He should be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear the heat when it comes. But its leaf will be green. He will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Now that in itself I find quite amazing. You know, you're under pressure, the heat is on, you're still producing green leaves, and more so, you're producing fruit. You know, so when you're under pressure, when you're having to make sure you've got all your paperwork in place, you've got to, have I done this, have I done that, all the different things that you have to do, you're Christians, aren't you? You know? You're not panicking. You're not insecure. You're in a completely alien situation. But I know whom I believed. Yeah? We can still bear fruit. It's like Steve was saying right at the very beginning. We don't need to worry about tomorrow. Because it says, my God, in him I will trust. We got to trust him. If the heat is on, we need to, well, it will show where we are, won't it? That's one way of finding out. Heat's turned up, difficulties arise. Is it fruit that comes out? Is it panic? Where am I? Am I panicking? Isaiah tells us that he who believes does not act hastily. I think that's a great verse. It's a good verse that you can use to sort of slow things down a wee bit if you need to. But there's a lot of truth in it. Well, there's complete truth in it. We do not need to act hastily. You know, sometimes we're in a situation and actually, Lord, I do not know how to deal with this. We're quite within our rights to say, Lord, will you just park this a minute? Just hold it. I need time to seek your face, to understand the right response. We don't need to act in haste. We don't need to panic. We trust in him. Lord, just freeze frame. Just tell me the answer. And then we can come back and we can deal with it. Yeah? We do not need to panic. The Lord knows. We don't have to worry about these sort of things. The Lord knows what's happening. Didn't take him by surprise, none of this. He knows exactly what's happening. COVID seems to just rumble on, doesn't it? Just keeps on going. What will 2022 bring for us? What will it be? You know, we're told to abide in him. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the wings. How do we dwell? How do we stay within his will? How do we stay under his protection? What do we do? Got to get into his word, haven't we? Get into his word, understand what his word is for all these things. You know, as a people, as a family, my family, if you like, has really appreciated the church family at this time because you've supported us. You've held us in this time when it's been difficult. And that is what we need to do together, isn't it? To help one another. Sunday should be a time when we build one another up, when we support one another, where actually we know that, yeah, I've got the church people behind me. I've got the Lord behind me. I've got people that are around. But can I just venture to say that, you know, if we get into the word, that we read the word, Max said once, go to the source. And I think that is just spot on. You know, can I just say, let's just avoid going to Google and seeing what Google says about the word of God. Let's avoid going and getting things secondhand, what other scholars or theologians may say about it. Just for a period of time, let's say, Holy Spirit, will you teach me the truth of your word? Will you help me understand what it is that I'm reading? And we can all just say, I don't care how mature we are as Christians, we can all just make sure we steel ourselves to spend more time with the Lord, more time in the word. Let's go to the source. Let's have the Holy Spirit enlighten his word for us. So that as we go through this year, as we try and pick our path through what could be another turbulent year, that we know that we're picking it through with the light of his word illuminating our path. Because we won't do it if we trust in the wisdom of man. You know? And that's why I say, just for a period of time, let's just say, okay, I know that there's some very godly scholars. I know that there's some very well-educated and godly men that understand scriptures. I fully accept that, and I'm not belittling that. But what I'm saying is, just for a time, let's go to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, will you illuminate your word for me? Help me understand it. And there are times when it is right that we get other people's opinions that are godly. Resist the internet, please. Because you don't know their godly status. You don't know who they are. And we want to go to the source, as Max put it. Who better to reveal his scripture than the Holy Spirit? Yeah? So as we go through the year, these are the two scriptures that I really wanted to leave with, and this is where I was interested in what Angus said. Philippians says this, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ. That's what people will see. Let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or I am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. That's what we can do as a church, isn't it? Stand together with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And not in any way terrified by adversaries. We don't need to be worried by those around us, those that would stand against us, those that would say, oh, that's a bit naive, isn't it? Trust in a God you can't see. We don't need to be worried by them. Let's stand firm in our faith. And then in Colossians, this is talking about us as a church. And this is why I was so interested in what Angus shared this morning. Because the one thing that I wanted to pick out from this passage that I'll read was that Christ is the head of the church and he's returning for his church. And as I read this, you'll see that it says that all things were created for Christ. Principalities and powers, everything was created for him. But then sin came in the world and things slipped. So what does it say? By his blood, he reconciled us, the church, for him. You know, so Christ is coming back for his bride. Christ is coming back for the church. Christ is coming back for us. And what he's coming back for, you know, when he returns, well, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, won't there? And we will occupy that thing. So it started off with all things were created for Christ Jesus. When we go into that new heaven and new earth, all things will include us, you know. That's us as a church. We've been reconciled. So it says this, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and ask that you will be filled with the knowledge. This is such a lovely prayer that we should pray over each other. Do not cease to pray for you and ask that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you will walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience, long-suffering, and with joy. Giving thanks to God the Father has qualified us to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints in light. Now, if we prayed that for each other as a church every day, wouldn't that make a difference? Yeah? That we would have spiritual wisdom and understanding, that we would walk worthy of the Lord, that we'd be fully pleasing of him, that we'd be fruitful in every good work, that we would increase in knowledge. Yeah? What an amazing prayer that is, isn't it? That we can pray over each other as a church. He delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sin. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Nothing that you see has been created by anyone other than the Lord Jesus. All things through him and for him. Yeah? And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church, us, he's our head, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once alienated, enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he is reconciled in the body of his flesh. So at one point, we didn't know Christ. Christ, because of his sacrifice, has reconciled us through death to present you holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. Now, what about that for a statement? Eh? Holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. Not because anything that we've done, purely and simply because of the righteousness of Christ. And that's why one day we can occupy the new heaven and the new earth. Because of his blood, because of what he's done for us. Isn't that an amazing statement? Isn't that an amazing place to be? Yeah? But here comes again. If indeed you continue in the faith. So that's our bit. We need to continue in the faith. And that's what I would just ask that we really consider as we go through 2022. That we continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you've heard. Okay? There's our 2022 statement, if you like. That we will remain grounded and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Because in his word there is everything that we need. In his word, if we dwell in his word, we abide under the shadow of his protection. We have nothing to fear. We don't need to act in haste. We can abide in Christ Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful place? Isn't that a wonderful thing? Yeah. Thank you, Father, for your rich position, a rich provision for us, Lord. Lord, we struggle to fathom the depth of what it is you've done for us. Lord, we struggle to really scratch the surface sometimes. But for us, Lord, because of the blood of your Son, to be able to stand in your presence, holy and righteous, and above reproach is an amazing thing. Not because of our works, not because of anything we've done, but purely because of the gift of God. And Lord, that for that we give you our humble thanks and adoration. And Lord, I just pray that as we go through this new year, as we go through 2022, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone 6 months, 12 months' time, but you do. Help us, Father God, as we go through this year to abide in you. Help us, Father God, that as we spend time in your word, to understand your word. I do pray, Father God, for each and every one of us in this building, Lord, and those of our church that aren't here, that you would illuminate your word, that we would get used to reading your word and knowing the voice of the Holy Spirit, explaining your word and revealing the truths that are hidden in your word. I pray as we go through this year, Lord, that we would grow more and more and more in love with your word. Lord, that it would truly be the lamp to our path and the light to our feet. Lord, that as we go through this year, that we would be able to testify to the goodness of God, to the protection of God, as the psalmist so clearly lays out in the psalm. Lord, I pray that as we go through this year, that we would be able to see the words you've spoken over this church come into being. Lord, as we go through this year, that we truly would be known as a church that is known for its healing. Lord, that as we go through this year, that we would see many come to know you. That your Holy Spirit would move through this town, our communities, in such an amazing way that it actually turns the spotlight onto Bradford-on-Avon. And the world will want to see what's happening. Lord, as we go through this year, that you would push back the powers of darkness that tend to be over this town. Lord, that we would be able to bind the strong man and see the Holy Spirit move effectively through our communities. Lord, that we would see Bradford-on-Avon become a COVID-free zone. Lord, what an amazing witness that would be to be able to see our communities, all those around where we are, your beacons of light, Lord, just see the COVID push back. Lord, that that would be recognized as a work of Almighty God. Lord, as we go through this year, I pray your blessing on this church. Lord, I just pray that as we go through this year, that we would see the blessing of Almighty God upon us. Lord, that you would meet the needs of your people according to your glorious riches that you have for us all. Lord, that we would know the grace of God upon our lives. Lord, we do thank you and praise you for your goodness. We do thank you and praise you for your hand upon us. And Lord, all that we do, we want to reflect the glory of God. We want to see the Lord's name lifted high in this place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.